You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why. Just say, why not, Jordan?
Well, because the other song that you wanted to play, we could not remember the name of because it's not the same name as they keep repeating.
I already forgot it. Now,
I got it.
Oh, that's right. There you go. There
yep. 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 Good morning, Hartzell.
Hi. We're about to hit him with that too, aren't we?
You know we are. You know we are.
Oh, man. It's a Friday.
How was the Sporting KC game?
It was great. I don't know if you can tell I'm kind of lagging today. Kind of glitching out a little bit. A little bit tired.
You know what's so funny is one of the number one things that people ask about the show is like, how are you guys so good and awake in the morning?
Man, we fake it, aren't we? I mean, we're really doing
really?
Putting a really good face on, huh?
We just hugged and kissed and like had a great time behind the scenes. It's just
because we haven't slept yet, Jordan. That's why.
Yes,
because you went out last night.
Oh my God,
you went. Look, just disclaimer, young sister Mary Silver here. Mm-hmm. And I mean that by the full definition of the name. She's in bed by a solid 6:45. The sun may still be up when you go to sleep.
It starts to go down around
that. Right around that time, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Jordan, how late were you out last night?
1 a.m.
Wow.
I'm still a little drunk.
Yeah! Wait. And I don't like to yell this early, but yeah!
You were doing shots with the owner.
Listen, is nothing sacred with you, Jordan? Is nothing sacred?
Wait, I didn't know we couldn't talk about that. Okay.
No, of course we can talk about it.
Okay. Because right before I hit the microphones, I heard what I heard and what you said were two totally different things.
Well, that's why I love our owners, Sporting KC. We can have a good time, we can win, and then we can celebrate.
So we won!
We did, yes. I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win.
That's our thing.
Yes. So Toluca Lake went down.
Did you do a little looky-loo?
You know I did.
Did you do a little poke-in at the game last night?
Of course I did.
It was so much fun.
This is
awesome.
Important to you. This is important to Kansas City, so it's important
to you. Oh, yeah. And, man, it was just good to be back out there. And what's crazy about soccer, especially if you do well in soccer, your off-season's like nothing. Like, the longer you go, you got to realize that you might be playing soccer in February.
Mm-hmm.
But that's best-case scenario, you know?
And also with you. Because you're the voice.
Right now, I'm the voiceless of children's
mercy. I'm still saying you sound better than 99.9% of the radio DJs in the morning anyway.
I need to write that down.
It's the truth.
Can I get that notarized, please and thank you?
Yes. Is there a notary around right now? Oh, I love you.
No, I had a blast. It was good to be back out there. We got to get you out there now.
I know. When it gets a little bit warmer.
Yeah, and we got the MLS opener. A week and some change away. So we'll get you out there because soccer, there's different tournaments and all that good stuff.
Yes, you're going to have to, like, we're going to have to spend a day where you just draw it on a board like a serial killer.
Oh, no, we're going to pass the buck because you're going to pass it to me and I'm going to pass it to Blake when we get him in here from Sporting KC.
At 9 o'clock?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a lot of questions.
Because there's, like, aggregate system and I know.
Do people go to school to learn all the terms?
Pretty much. You almost have to.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Soccer is a life of its own. It really is.
And it's part of the city. People love it. I saw people yesterday with their Sporting KC outfits on.
Kansas City has been a early adapter to soccer in general, not just MLS, but the old Comets. I mean, the Comets are back now, but way back in the heyday of the indoor soccer league and all that stuff. So, yeah.
I'm so excited.
And we're also good at soccer, which is also, pretty helpful.
We made it like second to the end.
Western Conference Final.
Yeah. And then you and the boys got, I don't know, a three-day weekend. And now we're back.
And here we are. That three-day weekend that was the off-season.
Can you please tell me, Hartzell, why you love this song so much? The Counting Blue Cars song. Is there a reason? Like, you're always singing this song.
I just like to piss off my old Sunday school teachers. That's really it.
All I needed to hear.
Silver and Friends.
Friends. On 96.5
The Buzz.
I guess I've never heard that song.
Crunch the numbers over here.
Thought there was another chorus of that.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't think 2 minutes and 33 seconds he would only go through one chorus. Or whatever that was, if that was the
verse. One of those things where you thought it was something else. You would have sworn by it, and then you actually play it back, you listen to it, and it's like, wait a minute, I was totally wrong. But yeah, we crunched some numbers on that.
So a couple days ago, we were just goofing around.
Yep.
And I was like, how many joints does he smoke in that song? Somebody texted in 6. I remember that.
Yeah.
But since the song was coming up, I was like, Hartzell, piece of paper. Let's not share our answers.
Nope.
Let's do the math together.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to count the 2 that he smokes in time of peace and 2 in time of war.
Of course. I've got the context for the smoking as well. I'm assuming this is all over the course of a day. That's what I like to think. Okay. At least that's how I smoke my joints in the morning.
That's right. All right.
So what I've got here, confirm with me. I've got that he smokes 2 joints in the morning. He smokes 2 joints at night. He smokes 2 joints in the afternoon. So 6 equals feeling all right.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 in wartime. I got 2 in peace. Then I smoke 2 joints before I smoke 2 more. And then he smokes 2 more.
I don't think those are the ones that he has in the morning, noon, and night. So I think that those are also additions.
You think?
I do.
I almost want to say.
I mean, he lives in Southern California.
Well, dude. Hold on. Oh, he says night, though. You're right. So I guess I was going to say the afternoon. No, maybe this is like a nightcap.
Yes, of course.
That's what it is.
Dude, the official smell of Southern California is marijuana. I swear to God.
That dank-ish.
I swear. So wait, what's your total?
So 2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, no, I can't count. Oh, boy. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. I got 16 J's. Yeah!
J-S-A-F. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Hartzell, I never felt so unhealthy than when I started in morning radio.
Well, why you say that?
Because right before I turn on the mic, I cough.
You got that burp?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a cough. Like, so you do the cough, I do the burp.
You have the burp?
Oh, it's honestly a tick. Now it's all psychological, but you hit the mic, I'm...
I'm so sorry. I'm going to need that one more time.
Oh, that was a good one.
I asked Laszlo to get us the shortcut back so that we can record stuff like that, and I can just have it sitting here. So
give the people what they want. Let's do 90s radio, Jordan. Let's just take a day.
Hell yeah.
We'll play some Spin Doctors.
Yes.
And we'll go full 90s radio.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. I could do the remix of your...
Beer, 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 beer.
If you don't think that I am going to put that sound on our little button board.
And just have it be me. You don't need actual air horns.
Here's Hartzell with crickets.
Kind of close. Sure.
Better than I could do. Honestly, I've just sat there and went like this.
In a past life, I was a voiceover actor.
Okay. I'm glad you were not a cricket. In your past life, you were a cricket. I don't know what I was in my past life, but I know that I'm paying for it in this life.
You were in a nunnery. You know that that's exactly where you were.
Not with the karma that I've
Send
had.
Send thee to a nunnery. Is that Hamlet? I think it's Hamlet.
Damn. I should know that.
You should, because that's on brand for you. Because that's in your past life, you were in Hamlet's court.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was out at a bar and my friend was like, it's been so long for you. That, like, I'm going to go talk to any girl in this bar for you. Just tell me what your type is.
By the way, that's everyone who goes out with you.
That's true. That's true.
Everybody. I've done it. Jeremy's done it.
But when she asked what my type was, the first thing that came out of my mouth was aristocracy. Like, I want an heiress.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
There we go.
So the Buzz family creep. Let's see what's going on. Damon updated this. I did not know this. But the number of, he said, hugging facts, number of times a person craves a hug per day is 13.
What?
Yeah, and the number of seconds an average hug lasts is 9.5 seconds.
That's not even a hug anymore. That's just copping a feel.
Right?
If we're past, like, what, 2 or 3?
Yeah, because we hugged today. We're good friends.
Yeah, and we didn't take it 9.
9 seconds?
That seems a bit excessive.
Should we try it?
Yeah.
Oh, let me sit. Okay. Oh, you're going to come over here?
Yeah,
oh, what a gentleman.
Here.
All right, let me turn on the stopwatch. All right, 9.5 seconds of a hug.
Nine and a half?
Yeah, 9.5.
Okay,
here we go. 1, 2, 3, hug.
All right, so this feels good.
Okay, this is nice. Oh, yeah. Jordan, you smell so good today.
Oh, thank you. You do too.
Did you bathe?
Yeah, of course I bathed.
Oh, we're not even close.
Where are we at?
8, 9, 9.5.
Okay, well, that felt really nice.
Yeah, you were very good with that.
But, you also give a really good hug, a little back rub.
I've been told that.
Oh.
That was uncomfortable.
That was a good hug, though.
I didn't say we were bad at it, but I could see someone else being very uncomfortable with that very excessive amount of time for a hug.
For embracing someone, usually a stranger.
God, you do smell good, though. Damn,
really?
Girl.
Oh, thank you.
It was 6:30?
Well, this is the clothes that I went to bed in. We'll get to that at another point. What do you see going on the internet?
I did smell some conflicting perfume.
Of course.
Some conflicting scents on that hoodie. It's definitely more than one, am I right? Proud of you, Jordan. Proud of you.
One day.
What are you seeing, huh? You got anything on the socials? Buzz Family Creep? Shall we proceed to creep?
Yes. I've got Rob saying, for the second time in a row, I woke up at 3 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep.
Woke up like this? That sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, because I'm finally, I think, used to this now, because we've hit like a little bit over a month. So, hi.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you.
But I now wake up 3 on the weekends, holidays, and it's fine because I've actually enjoyed it now because I get a full day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to working with, you know, after 3 p.m. I think
right.
The sweeper even says
yep,
that.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. You'll get to it. You'll be fine.
But you know what? I've asked many big morning show hosts how long it takes till you get used to it, and they say you never do.
Oh, that was the first thing I asked when I walked in here day one. And, of course, everyone asked the same question back.
Right.
Like, oh, so how you feeling? Oh, did you wake up? Yes, dummy, I'm right here.
Yep. Also,
of course I woke up.
Did you park in Johnny Dare's spot? Because you will get shot.
Man, not only did I got texts from both my phone and the text line about that, because apparently Johnny talked about it. I would never.
Me neither. He's always been a gentleman to me.
Nice guy.
It's very funny
nice
to,
guy.
Like, walk by and hear his show and like the things that they do
right.
at 6 a.m.
It was like I heard some Queen butt rock song like literally 5 minutes ago. I'm like, boys, it is 6:30.
They are like giving away marital aids. Took me a minute.
Have you been to,
God, we've
taken a walk, but have you been to promotions downstairs?
Yes, I get pictures from there all the time.
Just sex.
Yeah.
We got... Oh, anyway, I'll tell you. That's a whole different Buzz
please,
Family Creep.
Please create some kind of different thing because I just saw something about someone's child and we need to create some
well,
kind of space.
What I've got here, a lot of Sporting KC picks. Everyone's so excited, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Let's see. At Duff Caitlin. Maybe Catlin. No, that's Game of Thrones. What am I doing? It's definitely Caitlin. She took a trip to, I believe, Times Square. I was just there this fall, my first time in New York. I got to go back.
Did you love it?
I really did, but I loved that I could come back home.
Good.
Because I love being on. You're on for 24 hours. Like, I got in at 3 a.m. and there was a traffic jam. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
But the best part about it was absolutely that flight coming back home. I was like, yep, I'm a Kansas City kid. Absolutely.
I love that.
That being said, I want to go back. WrestleMania season's coming up. So I gotta book a flight. Go out to book me a flight.
You're wearing a Bret Hart shirt.
You noticed.
Of course.
You noticed because you, if I remember correctly, and I do remember these things, you had the Bret Hart sunglasses, right?
I did not have them. I always wanted them.
I always wanted them. Yeah. Look. By the way, check this out. How slick is that, huh?
That is a great shirt. Is that new?
Yeah. Wow. I do.
Is he still alive?
He is. He's like the last of the Hart Foundation that's alive.
Was his brother the one that passed?
Here.
Didn't that happen here?
It was here. Yeah. Yeah. In your house, 1999, Kemper Arena. Yeah. He was making a superhero-like entrance as the... Blue. Oh, no. Ah, I should know this. Ah.
I'm not hitting this song until you pull this piece of trivia.
Ah, no. He dressed up as a superhero. He's in blue. Owen Hart, superhero, R.I.P. I love you, sir. Oh, my God. Give me T minus 3, 2.
Less than an awkward hug.
The Blue Blazer! The Blue Blazer!
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on The Buzz.
You penned it. You called it Ticks in the Six.
Ticks in the Six. One second, Jordan. Let me put my actual headphones on.
I know. We both had very long nights.
No, but we had great nights.
Yes.
And that led to successful, awesome Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
And I'm so glad to be here sharing this with you.
Oh, Jordan, you can't get me sentimental this early.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Why not?
Okay, it's cool. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Go ahead.
I mean, remember yesterday we played that Judah and the Lion and Casey Musgrave song and it made everybody in Kansas City cry?
Man, just all the feels. I'm still feeling that one.
Yeah.
And you talked to, didn't you talk to those guys?
Yeah, I talked to Nate.
Nice.
Who is the banjo and other vocalist.
They're great, great, great people. They played we had Brew at the Zoo at the Kansas City Zoo.
Yep.
That was just one of your first shows you attended. And they played Brew at the Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember, it's been a couple of years now. Man, has it been that long?
People, the Buzz family were tweeting me when I mentioned that I talked to them. They said it was the best Bird at the Zoo that they've seen.
That was one of the first, that was one of the first few weeks after we started playing the first track. So, yeah, love that band. Love that band.
Dude, so phone interviews are a little weird. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. If there's a delay, which sometimes there is.
Jordan, sometimes. There's always a delay.
Right, there's always a delay.
Always a delay on the phoners.
You don't want to talk over the person that you're interviewing, but you also want to help guide the conversation.
Yeah, that's where we're supposed to steer it, right? That's our job.
Right.
Steering this thing.
Doing it on the, doing it in here is so different than doing it on the phone. And so also, you know, I'm a total stranger to this man who is part of a group that really, like, this, their new album, Pep Talks, is going to be so good.
They blew up so quick. Blew up so, and I knew when we had, when we got Take It All Back, I was like, it's over, y'all. Like, this band's awesome. Awesome.
Totally. And to have them, well, to have Nate open up his heart and feel comfortable enough to talk about real stuff with the album and kind of give us a lot more information than most people have.
That stuff is so difficult because you got to imagine they've been on, they've been doing these calls all day, you know. They've been just going one after another, and they record the same sweeps for everybody. Hey, my name's such and such. You should listen to this station because whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you did well.
I
heard you even got a follow-up text, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you.
He texted me that it was one of the best interviews that he's ever done.
And I haven't heard it yet, so.
Yeah, we're going to play part of it because it's so good, and it goes on.
Hold on, how long?
I think it was 15 minutes.
Whoa, for a phoner?
For a phoner, yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. And then we became friends on Twitter.
That's
very nice.
Excellent. Because for y'all that don't know this, average, because usually you have like a rep on the phone with them, average 4 to 7 minutes.
That's right.
Jordan, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so in-depth that.
What I'm talking about.
I'm going to get a piece of it on coming up about 7:30.
Cool. Don't play that song.
We're talking about the song.
Don't play that song.
And how bad it hurts. And I told him that we missed, when we were listening to it, we were missing other people in our lives.
Speak for yourself, because I got some very strongly worded text messages yesterday.
You started missing my second girlfriend.
Sure did.
That's what happened.
Yes, I did.
But he even had something to say about that with the recording of it. The other side of it, what's it like being a musician that comes up with that?
I'm very pumped for this interview. I'm very excited to hear this.
I'm also super excited for the Mowgli's new album.
Yeah.
Because those are our buddies.
Talked to Colin last week. I don't like to flex. You know, it's not like me to flex contacts. I would never do such a thing, but talked to Colin last week on the old Twitter.com.
He's great.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm. Love that dude. And I'll be that guy. Nobody shoot me, please. I was only a casual Mowgli's fan when I started working here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know. Please. Just
lock the door.
Dodging arrows over here. So that was 2013. And honestly, one of the reasons why I now love that band is because of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all just, yes.
It's so much more than just playing a concert for people these days when you have so many different ways that fans can reach out.
Yeah, it's true. You gotta find a way. And also, Colin has just the best dogs. So he's got a little teacup. Oh, just, yeah.
I hope that they come.
Oh, they always make the trip.
Okay.
Absolutely. They never, that's the thing.
We do have tickets to their show.
What's the day for that show?
Saturday, March 16th.
Oh, is that? When's St. Patty's?
Like soon.
St. Patty's is the 17th?
I'm
no,
the,
16th.
God. I'm the opposite of Irish. Boy. We got two of the most opposite of Irish people.
I'm Irish. I have a little Irish in me. I'm not the kid.
Shut your mouth.
I told you about my uncle. I just had that conversation
with
you.
That's right.
Homeboy was Irish.
That's right.
Hence why I drink so well.
Mm. I'm half Spanish and half French.
Hold on. What was I looking up? Oh, my God. I just had a stroke.
Chihuahuas?
No.
All right, you figure it out. We'll give out these tickets.
What is going on?
We just had a really good night, both of us.
I don't remember what I was supposed to look up. I totally forgot what I was supposed to look up.
That's okay, because you just pick a number from 1 to 3.
What did I look
up? And then I'll give out these tickets, because I'm not going to 38. Like,
why is Steve Irwin on Google? I have to focus.
Pick a number from 1 to 3.
1 to 3?
Yeah, because I'm not doing the 38 like you did yesterday.
Do 2.5. So, like,
how do I pick up phoner 2.5?
You just hit it a little bit and then you hit it fully and then you just hit it.
I'm gonna,
all right, go 3.
Thank you. If you want to go check out the Mowgli's on Saturday, March 16th at the Truman, also with Jukebox the Ghost, give us a call right now. Be caller number 3.
Jordan, what was I supposed to look up? I'm just looking at Google right now. What was I doing?
I swear it was teacup chihuahuas, but 576-7965.
Keys check, phone check, wallet check, Jordan Silver and friends check.
How's it going again?
Hartzell, why'd you make me pick a weird number?
Because that's what we do. It's Friday. It's the JSAF Friday.
2.5. Okay, cool. Tickets for Jukebox the Ghost and the Mowglis, Saturday, March 16th at the Truman. Hello, caller number 2.5/3. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'd be better if I was... Am I too... What?
You... Right, I know.
Listen, you're one. All right, you're my 2.5. You're my 2.5 caller. There we go. We found a way.
Caller number 2.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You sound so awake and wonderful this morning. What are you up to?
I just pulled into the parking lot at work. I'm so excited.
Do you have Saturdays off?
I do. I have Saturdays off.
You need to go to this show.
Conditions are ideal.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you.
I love you, too.
Hey, if you decide to do the 90s, throw in some peaches for me.
Okay.
Done.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Hartzell.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much stuff coming up in this show.
Today?
Yeah. That I totally forgot about the news.
Oh, Jordan, you forgot about the news?
I know. Journey must be rolling over in her grave right now.
Mm-hmm. You can't forget about the news. It's everywhere.
She's so happy when I'm unprepared. It's kind of weird.
It's like she listens for these moments and she writes them down. I bet she has a checkbook.
Yeah.
I'm sure she does. A little checklist.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff she's got.
Because coming up at 7:30,
mm-hmm.
we're going to play back my interview from with Nate from Judah and the Lion.
Yeah.
Awesome interview.
Excited to hear that one.
And then at, do we tell him? Who's coming in at 8?
Did you bring your treats? I think that's all you tell them.
I think I'm the treat.
Nah, girl, you a snack. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. How about I say this? 8 a.m., my fiance is coming to the studio.
Okay.
Because we're engaged.
I don't know what took you so long. I've been telling you every day I can drive you to the courthouse. I've been trying to tell you. I got plenty of room in the car.
Well, I think it'll make a lot of sense at 8 o'clock when someone comes in at 8 o'clock and I say that that's my fiance.
Top 3 guest.
Yes.
Already? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yep. You're very excited for this. Can't wait to put a mic on him.
I haven't met him yet.
I have not either, actually, now that I think about it. I mean, I feel like I know him, but I don't know him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. 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 It's that social media thing.
Yeah.
Where you go to a party and you see somebody that you've been following and then you just avoid them at all costs because you've never talked in real life.
Yeah, and then when you get home and you're in the bathroom smoking weed, your DM saying, oh my God, did I see you at that party? Oh my God.
The bathroom?
Oh yeah, that's my spot.
The bathroom?
Yeah, I got a Bluetooth speaker in there. The acoustics are just immaculate. And then when I'm done, I just go hop in the shower. Oh, come on.
Okay, so then the next thing on my list of things to tell the Buzz family about
take a poop if I want to.
Is your other job. Should we mention while you're talking about this? Your other job?
They know.
Okay.
They know.
9 o'clock, Blake McFarland from Sporting KC coming in.
My boy.
Does he have a voice?
Yeah. Blake's a professional.
Okay.
He is, yeah, he's what they call a pro.
Oh.
I am not.
You are a pro.
Well, I play one on the radio.
Pick a number from 1 to 3, and if you say 2.5, I'm going to jump off the ceiling.
All right, let's go. Let's go 1.
There's a lot of news.
And now the news.
That one's not as bad. It's
right.
Growing on me.
You're right.
Because it's short and sweet. Get me to that point. Okay, yeah, I don't hate this one.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking to you, Jordan, to do some news, but I see you have no headlines. Oh, let's do the news. Everybody, let's do the news.
Yes, please.
Watch Shania with the news.
Please.
Big deal.
Sir.
Jesse Smollett is still the worst. Yeah, he sucks, man. This is just awful.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother to get audio. I'm just so sick of this dude. But yes, Jussie Smollett, more developments because just this a revolving door of new information.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he went last night to the set of Empire and had a meeting with the cast and crew, basically apologizing for all like the unwanted attention, yada, yada, yada. But everyone was looking forward to see what he was going to say as far as like, I did it. I didn't do it. He is still sticking to his story.
Mm.
Even last night to his cast, he is still saying that he was assaulted.
Cookie Lyons needs to just go 5 minutes with her son.
Seriously, he needs to sit him down.
Set him straight.
Because he's doubling down. Man, because I listened last night to that Good Morning America interview.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, hey, I'm willing to, at this point now, I guess we gotta just wait because he got us.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't Again, don't do this. Don't do this kind of stuff.
I know. You just pushed two movements back real far.
So far. I mean, this is, oh man, this is going to be fodder for everybody who wants to. Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't do that. I'm sure we'll have more info because this story never seems to go away.
Right.
Speaking of stories that don't go away, I promise I'm going to get some news. It's not a bummer. I'm going to fly to some news.
Is this going to be a happy one?
No, okay. Sure not.
And now the news.
It sure is not. Slitterbond.
Oh,
is
okay. I know what that is. I know what that is. And I moved here 6 months ago.
So, yeah. In today's
what
inspiring
about him?
Story. Yeah. So, I'm trying to figure out how it works.
I'm not breathing.
So, a kid died on this thing.
I know.
Yeah.
That's
like, real
not
bad.
Funny. Yeah, though.
Well, no, it's just like, how do we make this transition?
Right. That's what we're laughing at.
God. You might remember a kid died on the Veruut. Is that the word? Yeah, the Veruut water slide. And it's in court right now because, well, some new information developed in the case. And now the defendants, so the people who did the ride, they're now asking that the case be thrown out.
For why?
Well, apparently there's some new information, some misleading information. And, well, let's play it back.
Now, he's been presented with a recent argument, again, from defense lawyers that the evidence provided to a grand jury several months ago was improper. Now, not only was the grand jury shown video that the defense says show Caleb Schwab's death, but it also gave information, the attorney general gave them information about another death at a Texas Schlitterbahn that the defense says has nothing to do with this case.
So, yeah, I guess they're saying that the video that they used was, they said it was dramatically done, like dramatization style. And they're saying that may have swayed or may sway the jurors in the case. Yeah. Technicality.
A child
yeah.
lost their head.
Yeah. I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on TV. We speculate blindly on this show, but I feel like this is one of those technicalities that they're going to get off on, and that's going to be terrible.
That bums me out about the court system so
they've
much.
They've already thrown out stuff mm-hmm. in the case already.
Ugh.
That sucks. That sucks. And again, we wish nothing but the best for that family.
Absolutely.
Caleb's dad, I think, is a state rep, or he does politics. So wish them the best, because this can't be fun. Mm-hmm. Just going through all this stuff has to be just the worst. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now.
Happy news. Okay.
Happy news. Guinness World Record. We've been breaking lots of records this week. Ontario man. I have no audio because he did a thing. Set the world record for the most shirts put on in one setting. What a transition. I only do awkward transitions for you. I guess I need to make some for myself now. Awkward transitions with Hartzell. Yeah, Ontario man puts on 260 shirts, setting
Damn.
A new world record. The previous record.
Who these people are? Who are these people?
How? Like, what do y'all do?
I know.
Because I know we have made-up jobs, Jordan, but what does this man do for a living that he can put on 200? He has time in his day to make time to put on 260.
That is the world record. He thought, this is the world record that I am going to beat.
Yes, this is my moment. This is my time. Hey, Untapped Market, the previous record, 257. So beat it by that much. And this may be some of my favorite audio that we've played. And I don't even like this dude. In fact, I really don't like this dude.
Okay.
But, oh God, hold on. My computer was about to restart.
Oh, it's because we talked smack about the guy with the t-shirts.
Yep. Okay. Sean Spicer, my friends, former press secretary for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's back.
Next Extra, from Trump's White House to extra correspondent Sean Spicer, landing exclusive interviews with Trump's biggest power players. Next time.
Oh.
Well, I mean, so, Sean Spicer, the guy who lied about the crowd size, yeah, he is now a correspondent for Extra, the entertainment show, and apparently he's going to be the one that bridges the gap between entertainment and politics, especially for the Trump administration, who maybe could use a little bit better PR. So speaking of bad PR, and speaking of Sean Spicer, I found this audio. You may have heard it from the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Spicer was on, like, the most B-list post State of the Union show. And I think
Was it JSAF? Is he on our show?
We would never.
That's
we
true.
Would never.
Okay, yes.
We would never.
You have never put your foot, no, put your foot down about something.
Did I just put the finger wag?
You sure did.
Oh, I apologize. That came out of nowhere.
That's.
He will never. He will never.
He will never step in this door.
So you might have heard this audio, and I hope he cleans it up by the time he's on this entertainment show, because I think Sean, the Knight of the State of the Union, got a little bit lit, y'all.
Katrina Pearson, who is on here just before I am, before I ever was there. Hold on. Just stop. Like, listen to me. She was with him when no one was with him. And, okay, don't give me the...
I'm giving you a look. Like, oh, I'm giving look. You a look.
My point is that there are some people What's that were point? There What's from the point? Beginning.
Okay, and by the way, this clip was 2 minutes and 20 seconds. He brings up this woman... Probably 95%. He keeps reintroducing her. She's been with him from the beginning. Now, if you remember the girl right before me, she's been with him since the beginning.
Oh, my God.
And then he plugged his Twitter, @Sean_.
Really?
Yeah, he's terrible. This is our government. This is our life. Life comes at you fast.
May I have an awkward transition, please?
And now, Awkward Transitions with Jordan Silva.
Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Nate from Judah and the Lion.
It's Jordan Silva and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
Goosebumps.
Every time. Love that band. Love that band. And that's a Buzz family. You know, we for a while, Jordan, we had Casey Breaks Bands.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Casey Breaks Bands. Casey Still Breaks Bands. And that one right there, that was 2016 or 17 that Kansas City just really gravitated to Judah and the Lion.
Just banger after banger. Yeah. Like, every song is good. And then the band is, you know, there's some people that make music by whatever rhymes with whatever and whatever chord goes into whatever. And mm-hmm. then there's bands that can somehow, that are such artists that they can tap into this version of themselves that can take their feelings and turn them into art.
Yeah.
That's a real artist.
When you write music, depending on what it is or what it's talking about, do you have to almost take a second and go to your corner? Because I write screenplays, and whenever I have a character who's like super depressed, I have a lot of depressed characters. I tell Asia, my girlfriend, hey, give me a second. I'm going to do this for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me right now, because you're going to get a whole different headspace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
And then, you know, when I'm done, we're good to go.
Totally. That's when you know that you feel it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's when you know that you tapped into something really good. And that's actually something that Nate and I talked about when we were talking yesterday. So the full interview, we're going to put it on the podcast.
Dope.
Which is
JSAF,
up on the website.
Yep. iTunes, all the places you get your podcast.
Yes, we'll have the whole thing up then. But for right now, I've got about seven minutes of us chatting about the new album.
All right.
And then how they got together with Casey Musgraves.
I'm excited. You did well.
He did well. I just sat here and asked questions. He felt comfortable enough to open up with me, and it was amazing.
You got a text back after it was over.
I know. I can't even get a text back from a girl, but I can get a text back from Nate from Judah and the Lion. Nate, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Are you wearing a Rockies jersey right now?
No.
Okay. You did for the music video for Pictures, and I was reading through the comments, and that's what people are very excited about.
I had a Rockies hat on this morning.
Oh, my God. Nate, can we please talk about Pictures?
Let's do it.
So I played it this morning at 7:30 for our listeners, just as a new discovery, because it came out yesterday, and everybody was driving and crying. When we finished playing the song, my co-host and I were sitting there, and we're like, we were both super sad and missed our second girlfriends ever.
First of all, sorry to start everyone's day off with the depressing song that it is.
No, it's so good, though. Sometimes you need to cry, right?
Yeah, and second of all... Yeah, I'm glad it maybe made you think of the one you really missed, that really got away.
How did you guys get together with Casey Musgraves to do that, and how was the recording of it?
We wrote the song and just sort of felt like, not that it needed someone to be featured on it, but felt like it could really help tell the story better if it was kind of a guy and a girl singing back at each other as if they were the people in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like Casey would be an awesome fit for it, and... We didn't know her. We just are big fans and loved her latest record in particular. And so we just had our manager reach out. Figured the worst thing that could happen is she says no.
She said yes.
And found out she's a big fan of us already. And when she heard the song, felt very drawn to it, and like she had to be a part of it. And it was a really cool process, kind of knowing from the get-go that she genuinely cared about what we were trying to say and being a part of that. And she was amazing. We'd already done the music by that point, and so when she came in, it was just Judah and her singing together, and the rest of us were in the control room listening and giving feedback and thoughts. And it was just, she was very impressive. She was very kind, very put together. I don't know what I expected. You know, when we go to the studio, we're pretty, like, chill and laid back. You know, I might still be wearing my sweat, just chilling. She came in very, like, composed, looking great. her style was flawless and just very ready to be there with us. And I was just impressed and thankful that she cared. And really, I don't know, I had to pinch myself over and over and over.
Wow.
This has happened. That's been the whole process of the record, really. It's just like, it feels so much bigger than ourselves, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, that is the album I am looking forward to the absolute most. I mean, what you've showed us with Over My Head, and then a little bit before the beginning of the year with Pep Talk and Quarter Life Crisis, and now with Pictures. To me, you know, it looks, it's like you guys are setting the parameters of what to possibly expect, but now you've done it so wide and done it so well. What, please, God, please tell me just a little something about what else we can expect. I read 17 tracks on the album, and we know what 4 of them sound like right now.
Well, I'm going to really tap into some jazz fusion and reggae.
Okay.
Sorry, that's a lie.
Oh, okay, okay. No, listen, man. That's the thing. Dude, you can't release these 4 singles, well, these 4 songs, and, like, the range musically that it does, and then not expect me to be like, all right, they're going to give reggae a try and jazz. Let's see.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, you're talented musicians. Yeah. You guys could do it.
Thank you. we won't go there yet.
Okay.
See you later. I don't know. Over My Head and Pictures, that's 2 of my favorites on the record, and yeah, they're very different. Content-wise, everything's going to make a lot more sense as to the overarching story, and it's been pretty depressing so far, the songs we put out, but we're doing that somewhat intentionally just because you want the story to kind of feel like you're reading a book.
Makes total sense.
And that's how we put it together. It's not a concept record necessarily, but there's definitely a story that goes throughout the whole thing, and you know, when you hear bad news and everything feels like it's falling apart, we're kind of trying to hit that. Judah got the news of what was going on, didn't feel like he could do anything about it, was completely overwhelmed, and that's Over My Head. Quarter Life Crisis is more of just our general feeling of like, we don't know what we're doing, just trying to do our best. And then that was maybe a little bit of a precursor before hearing the news of his parents' divorce, and now Pictures is diving into, you know, that actually happening, and we're going to hit a few more kind of in-depth following up what happened right after. And with the full record coming out, it's going to be the whole perspective of, you know, the shift of, like, our parents are real people, too, that are just trying to do their best. There's no real guidebook on how to do life, but everyone is trying their best, and having to have empathy and understanding, but also acknowledging the things that go on in our own head and the way we see the world. And there is hope regardless of the pain, and there's always reason to move forward no matter what. It's so close to my heart, too, even though it's not my story. Like, I know what it's about. I know the people it's about. You know, I've sat with Judah, hung out with him, basically lived with him for the last few years and seen everything that's gone on, and this record is the most vulnerable he's been. Like, he's real with us and talks about things, but for him to put them in these songs, I'm so very proud of him, and to admit defeat and have to ask for help in situations, and the fact that he's willing to say, this needs to be shared because other people need to know it's okay.
May 3rd is so far. Can you put, like, I don't know, push it out a little bit faster than May 3rd? It might as well be a lifetime away.
It's like, for us, this has been done since August.
Okay, so damn. Okay, all right, yep.
The relief that I feel and the excitement to be able to even say that it's May 3rd. It's like, gosh, here we go. Let's go.
Yes,
I can finally talk about it. It's just been so kept in and secret. And now it's like, okay, we're doing it. It is, like, I guess about 2.5 months away, but we've got stuff coming. Keep people excited, hopefully. Songs to come.
You've got us with bated breath at this point. Like, when we played the song this morning, it took me about 15 minutes for my chest to stop hurting, just because. And I was reading that Judah wrote the lyrics in 5 minutes for Pictures?
I think the quickest we've written a song since take it all back.
Oh, my God.
That one was, like, first time we played through it, you just start ad-libbing. And I think if you had listened to that record, like, if we recorded that, first time we jammed, it probably was 90% of the way it turned out on the record.
Jordan Silver and Friends, broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studio.
Oh, my God.
He's here. He's here. Looking beautiful as ever.
Oh, my God.
Look at those eyes on that. Look at the eyes on that man.
Sly James the cat is here. The first cat on this show, even before mine, is Sly James the cat.
Look at him eyeing these mics like he wants to take over. Look at him.
He wants to talk.
He wants his radio debut.
He does. Look. Oh, he just looked at me. Oh, my God.
How are you going to make it through this thing? Because you're going to melt.
I'm going to, yeah.
And you haven't even held him yet.
I know.
Oh, boy.
We also have Sly James' mother, Sly James the cat. I feel like I should mention every single time that it's the cat. Brandy is here.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Hey,
I can't believe this. This is so beautiful. We're trying not to scare the cat.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Look at me. Did I do that?
First cat while...
Oh, look at... Oh, he's on the mic. Oh, hold on. Let me get a picture. Come on. Yeah, we're not going to make it through this segment. We're not going to do it. I've already given up on this. Oh, look at him. And click.
Brandy, I have so many questions.
He finds his angle so well. Photogenic. He knows. He knows he's pretty.
First off, Brandy, yeah, you're right. Is it weird that I am in a relationship with your cat?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Like, I just go with the flow.
All these callers.
I just go with it.
Because just a moment ago when you came in and you have the little bubble backpack to carry Sly James the cat in, I unzipped it and it's like an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Basically. Me.
Because we didn't know we were getting Sly in here. We thought we were just going to get Brandy, that would have been awesome.
But of course.
This is just like, this is bonus content. This is, oh, look at him. Oh, hi, baby.
If you
hi,
don't
baby.
Know what we're talking about, pull over your car right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally want to see you pull over. Go on Instagram and look up at Sly James the cat.
Yeah. What's our theme today? There's always a theme.
Wildlife?
There's always a theme.
Wildlife. National Wildlife Day.
Wildlife Day.
So what Brandy does... And Sly, of course.
Naturally.
Brings happiness to the level of like Santa Claus, but every single day. So every day is some kind of holiday?
Yeah. So I started this a year ago, or a little over a year ago. And it started out, I had this, like my planner, my daily planner. And it actually had holidays. And I was like, oh, that would be kind of be fun to do that with the cat. I didn't realize how much work it would be, but I started small and then just more and more elaborate costumes, and now it's I go online and like pick them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're underselling.
Yes. What are you talking about? Yes.
For real.
Yes.
This is like Barack Obama coming in here and going like, "Yeah, I had a good 8 years." Like, come on.
We're president. It was pretty cool, and now we got a cat who's a little bit better at this than I am. His name is Sly James Cat, and yes, he can.
That is really good.
Yeah,
Thank you. Occasionally, I do a decent Obama. I can't do a decent Sly James the Cat, but I can do a decent Barack Obama.
I don't know if anybody else can be a decent Sly James the Cat.
Nope, only this.
Look at him. Cat. Look at that arm. On. Look at him just lounging.
This is so beautiful. This is the most majestic moment
you know
in radio history.
The silhouette that Don Draper does in Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Sly James the cat is doing right now. He's got the hand over the corner.
Yep.
Ah, I love this cat.
He's perfected it.
He's perfected life.
Maybe Don Draper stole it from him.
I could see that.
Don who?
So, over. You started this over a year ago.
Yeah.
And just for fun, have you? Because you make a lot of the clothes yourself that you put on Sly.
85% of the clothes I make.
Oh man.
Or I modify something.
And they look so professional. It looks so slick. I mean, this looks like stuff you would get from, like, a theater league, you know? Yes. It's so, so, so well done.
I have spent a fortune in felt.
That's what I figured.
I need stock and felt and hot glue.
The amount of pool tables you could put together with all the felt that you have bought.
Oh, around the world. Just line up the felt. We need a felt sponsor.
I'll get you one, girl. Don't you worry. one day you're just like, this would be a fun idea.
It just was popped in my head. And I was like, let's try this out. Because I've put him in other costumes for like other holidays and he did really well. And then we just started doing it for a year.
Wow.
And then everybody loved it. So we continued.
Yes, you have to continue.
He's so chill. Look at him. He just, he knows he's pretty.
Yep.
He just is like, yeah, I know y'all. Next question.
Hasn't even tried like clawing at us. My cat would have already cut us all open. All open. So what I really like about Sly James, the cat Instagram, what you do is that it's so unique.
Thank you.
You, from the beginning, kind of had an idea of what the photo is going to look like with like the background and the little board. What was your inspiration for the actual setup? Like the background for the photos and
actually what I had available.
Okay.
I think a few of them I have other backgrounds, but then I was like, I think I need something just streamlined that's every single use and then can add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the blue and I was like, perfect. Just the great backdrop. It's the perfect size. I can hang it up and go with it.
Where in your house do you have these photo shoots?
It's in between our kitchen and living room.
Okay.
There you go, the sweet spot.
When you say our, are you talking about you and the cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naturally.
When we get married, are we going to live with you?
I mean, your house seems way more fancy than ours.
I would love to take care of my mother-in-law.
Oh, my God. Look at him right now. Oh, my God. Man. Oh, did he just do over-the-shoulder kiss?
He is so perfect. He is so perfect.
Did you know, like, did you have an idea that this would take off the way it did?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Oh.
I mean, he just hit over 2,000 followers this, like, last weekend.
And all those likes he gets.
I'm like, the more and more likes that happen and the more followers, I'm like, not going to lie, I get a little overwhelmed.
Oh, of course.
Right.
To feel like there's, like, pressure of, like, oh, is this day good enough?
Really?
I felt like yesterday was National Sticky Bun Day, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out, and the things I was trying to do didn't work out. That went on in the Insta story yesterday, and so I had to kind of change my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, well, it works.
He makes everything work. Let's just be honest. He does.
But really, I mean, there are days that I'm like, oh, this to me seems disappointing, and I hope that we're not disappointing other people.
Oh my God, no.
No.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
Listen, you do this for free. It is our favorite thing that when I wake up, I'm like, when is this photo going to get posted?
What's the date? It's a great stress reliever for me.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it seems so stressful.
It is and it isn't. For me, being able to just zone out and work on one project.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, like, put on Netflix or a podcast or music and just sit there and just worry about the specific task at hand
mm-hmm.
than the 500 other billion things that are running through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
So, you know, so I'm like, great.
It makes you just as happy to do as it does for us. I mean, I've had really bad days where I didn't want to go on the internet. And when I saw what Sly was dressed as, it was just, thank you.
So I got a question. What's Sly's... Like, what's his jam? If you got the music on in the background, like, what's his podcast? Clearly JSAF, naturally. But, like, what else is he listening to? Because I feel like I need to get in his headspace. Wait, what?
Why did I take a drink when she said that? My Favorite Murder, the podcast.
Oh, God! Sly, buddy. What's going on? What's going on, bud? What's going on?
So, I want to get into how you and Sly met and all of that, but I want to play a song right now.
Okay.
Stray Cats.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, Jordan, all right.
It is such an honor to be sitting in this room with not only at Sly James the Cat on Instagram, but Brandy as well. Sly James' mother, who gives it, like I said, Santa Claus every day,
mm-hmm.
every day, even if, you know, you don't think that it's like the greatest day, it's still the whole thing. And you've been adding these outtakes to Sly James the Cat's story on Instagram. And that I'm always laughing at that.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're so good at what you do. The mom behind the magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to say.
Well, initially I wasn't. I apparently don't do Instagram very well sometimes. And my friend was like, you need to add to the story. The story is what people really look at a lot. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll start putting like weird stuff or funny things.
Yeah.
Or at the beginning of this year, I started adding music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yeah. To each song of the day. And mm-hmm. it's really been very easy to find songs that go with each theme.
Really? So, I'm always surprised with what you're going to pick.
Like yesterday was Sticky Buns, and I just put Sticky Buns and like something came up and I was like, perfect. And I'll listen to a couple and like, no, this one works real well.
Okay. Wow. So I need to know the history. Where did you get Sly? Where did you meet? And when did you meet?
So a friend of mine posted on Facebook that her neighbor had to get rid of her cat. It was Sly.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
When was this?
He was only a couple months old. I've had Sly almost 3 years now.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. And I had had a cat for 19 years prior. He passed away. I was devastated. And I didn't think I'd ever get another cat. And then I saw his face. And I was like, I'm so in love with this cat. And I was like, I'll take him.
Yep.
Can I just say how much I love you for doing for going the rescue route? I love you for that so much. That is what we need to do. Like, mm-hmm. I love that so much.
But,
that's great.
I mean, that's all we've ever done. We've never, like, went anywhere and got animals that aren't from a shelter. So
Adopt, my friends.
And, adopt, don't shop.
Yep.
So, yeah, my friend, I told her I wanted him. We went over and got him, and story went from there. I actually had to get some of his information transferred over, and I found out that his original name was Tyrese.
Oh, you know I like that. What up, Tyrese? What up, Big T?
And I was like,
what up, Big T?
Sly James the Cat fit two more.
Okay, so let's go there with the name.
Yeah.
Did you know his name recently? His original name recently, or was that something that when they gave you the cat?
It was a little bit after. No, I had to contact the shelter that he came from to get some information transferred. Like, he's microchipped and stuff like that.
So did he have a name when you...
Not that I... Well, I mean, I'm sure he did, but they didn't tell me what it was.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, he's also a baby
mm-hmm.
that he can probably learn a new name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Unlike my other cat, Bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Who...
Shout out.
He's like 7 and he knows his name, Bubblegum. So I'm not going to change it at this point.
So where did the idea come to name... At Sly James the Cat after at Sly James the Mayor.
Yes. So I was kind of thinking of like names for him. Kevin Bacon was one of them.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Blanche's original name was Posh Spice.
Oh,
I love all these things.
I was kind of like kicking around some names, and I've always really liked the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. And like I just looked at him and I was like, Sly James.
Yeah.
That seems to work.
And then the Instagram was just right there.
And then, well, my sister, she was like, the cat needs an Instagram. Because I kept posting on my own Facebook page these pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I was like, okay, I'll get him an Instagram. And
that's a thing now. Like, that's a huge thing. Like, I feel Instagram. Like a lot of Instagram are dog pics, cat, just pet pics, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And they go, like, we're talking, like, 20 and hundreds of thousands of followers on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely. I need to do better.
That's why I'm like, what hashtags are they using to get more followers?
Just have a cute cat. That's all you need.
That's true.
Have cute cat followers will follow.
But there's some people that don't have cute cats. Or their cats
I know.
Are,
like, don't worry.
Post a picture of their cat, like, licking themselves or something. And I'm like, this cat has, like, a homemade costume. Why is he not blowing up?
Listen, Sly's better than that. He has no time for the peasants.
Oh, believe me, I know.
No time.
I know. Listen, if you decided to go public and sell stocks of yourself on the stock market, I would buy all of them. Yeah. You have no idea. I love how it's so local right now. Right?
Yeah.
I love how it's so local right now and so like unique, and that, I mean, it's at some point.
Well,
this year, I swear it's going to blow up because it's so cool and well thought out.
Just remember when you started following me, you're like, what, you're from Kansas City? And I'm like, yeah, local.
It's like, wait, here. I can talk to you? I can come see this cat? Yes. What?
Yes.
You kidding me?
So do we know if the mayor knows about Sly yet?
He does.
Oh, tell me more.
The mayor does know about Sly. So he was actually at a sporting game.
Okay.
Doing the chant.
I remember that, yeah.
And I sat down in the middle, or used to have moved, but sat down in the middle, and as soon as he started walking out, my friends were like, oh my gosh, the mayor's coming. Like, you have to tell him about the cat. And I was like, okay. And so I pulled it up on my phone. And as soon as he did the chant, he was popping off. And I was like, hey, mayor, I have a cat named after you. And he was like, what? And so I showed him the picture and we got a picture together. And mm-hmm. I had it framed for Sly's first birthday. It's me and his two favorite people.
Oh my God. Well,
but they've never met. I want them to meet.
They have to. We need to set that up, Jordan.
Yes, I have like two goals in 2019, and that is one of them.
Hey, I know some people. I know some people.
The other one is to find my life partner, and I already did too.
We knocked out both right here today.
Both right here. So we're talking to Brandy Sly, James the Cat's mother. Again, if you don't know what we're talking about, literally pull over and go on Instagram and look up at Sly James the Cat. It is the best Instagram that there is. You take the holidays, the special holidays or unofficial holidays.
Yeah.
And then you pick one of them to do per day and you dress Sly up, you make costumes. Yeah. And like, what was, he's looking at me right now.
He just blinked.
Is there one that costume for a certain day that was just so much harder to make and to work with?
I would probably say this year, doing his Gandalf the Grey for J.R.R. Tolkien Day.
Oh, that was so sick.
That one was pretty intensive.
He had glasses, right?
No.
Oh, no, okay, that was the other one.
That was
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin Day.
I forgot about that one.
That one, he didn't want to keep the glasses on, and I had to, turn it so they were, actually coming from his hair.
Well, Sly don't need that. Sly's got 20/20 vision, y'all. Yeah. He's like, I don't need this. Yeah. I'm perfect.
I got cat vision.
I'm Sly James. Lasers. Do y'all know who the F I am?
I know who the F this cat is. The greatest cat. So you said that you sometimes repurpose costumes.
Yeah.
Are you an artist? Like, what is your background? Because everything is done so well.
No, I'm not an artist. I did not go to school for that, actually.
You don't have to go to school. You just have to have it in your heart and talent.
I would argue you are an artist based off of what we see. That is art.
I guess. I've always been into crafting. Like, my grandma, she taught me how to sew. Well, so did my mom. I love my mom. They both taught me how to sew, cross-stitch, everything. So, I love crafts. I've done them for a long time. And this is just a great outlet, I guess.
Absolutely. Do you have any advice for people who are trying to do stuff like this? Because I know text line's asking, do you have to, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but, how you have to sometimes reuse outfits or repurpose them. Like, how would you advise people trying to get into this stuff?
Don't.
Keep at it.
Okay, sorry.
Don't, because there's only one cat.
Jordan will show up at your door and break your computer.
There's only one cat for us, and that's Sly James cat.
I would say, you're always going to make mistakes. I mean, even I still make mistakes, either after crafting for years, or I think something's going to work out and it doesn't, or I use, this supply and you just learn from what's happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, even on a sewing machine or something like that. So it's just like a sport. You just keep going and going until you get to where you are great at it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think you've gotten there. Pretty positive you've gotten there.
Yeah, but I do, I paint, some of the stuff you see, I freehand it.
Can we bring up the Christmas gift?
Yes.
How beautiful that was. Is that cross-stitching?
Cross-stitching.
That's awesome.
So I hadn't seen you physically since the night the bus stole Christmas.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't able to get my Christmas present from you guys. But cross-stitching, guess I'll just stumble on home to my cats.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that is, you got to get a picture.
I absolutely will.
We'll Insta all this stuff.
When you are coming up with these ideas, it's just so artistic to me.
Yeah.
You see walk us through the process of getting from choosing a day to actually how you create the picture in your head.
So, I mean, the day, is just going online. I just normally Google holiday on February.
Yeah, do you know all these BS holidays now? Do you just know all of them?
I do, yeah. or people say, well, why didn't you do this one? And I'm like, well, if I already did it, I try not to do it again.
Right.
Other than major holidays, Valentine's Day or something. But yeah, so I compile a list. If you do follow or have been following, sometimes we're together making lists, and he does not like what I've wrote down and is swiping out my pen. So I make a list, and then I usually choose like four or five that I think I can possibly make.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get to the day of making it, I pick the one and or what supplies I have on hand, and then go from there. And sometimes I will be like, okay, not sure how I'm going to make this work. And so I'll actually like Google, like, or go to Pinterest or something like that and be like the day it was, the crab day,
mm-hmm.
the champion crab races day,
yes.
where he was a hermit crab. And I'm like, how am I going to make him look? I had an idea in my head and I was like, how am I going to make this work? So I actually looked on Pinterest at a crab costume, a hermit crab costume.
And because those exist. There. Those are things.
And I was like, oh, okay, the shell needs to look more like this than what I had originally drawn it. So I like just went back and then, you know, started freehanding it and painted it and went from there. Strapped it on him and
We need to get into somewhat of his behavior when you put him in his costumes, but
yeah.
we're going to come back
okay.
in about 8 minutes with all that.
Okay.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends. And if you don't know what we're talking about, look it up at Sly James the Cat.
Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
Doody doody doo. Doody doody doo.
Doo 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 doo. Hi, Jordan.
Vampire Weekend, Harmony Hall. I know it's so funny that we've been talking so much about our guest in studio, Brandy, mm-hmm. and at Sly James the Cat, that I was like, oh, crap, I haven't played a lot of music, but we all know what music sounds like.
sounds like a song.
This is so rare to actually have you in the studio with us because you work mornings.
Yeah.
Since the beginning, since I found your Instagram, I have asked you basically every day if you could come in because...
Yeah.
This is the ultimate, to be in the same room with someone that brings so much joy to the city.
Right, 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 right.
And to anybody that sees your page. I was out last night and a whole table of some of the big female musicians and women that run the music industry around here. I said, I have to get up early for my interview with Sly James the Cat. And they're like, that's the best Instagram in the world.
Oh, people knew. That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Knew.
Yes.
They already knew.
Some of them were messaging Sly well, yeah. about it last night.
Yeah.
Because Sly, I didn't see until this morning, but yeah.
Sly gets the DMs. They're sliding in for Sly.
Yep.
Hey, remember that I am engaged. This is my fiance yeah. and my future mother-in-law.
Everybody needs to get in line.
So exactly.
The DMs are only reserved for Jordan Silver.
That's right.
DMs for Silver.
That's right. So how did you, because I can barely even, I tried to put a bow tie on Blanche once.
Yeah.
And he got his jaws. I like turned around. And then I look back and his jaw was stuck in it. He is not good with clothing. Most cats are not. How did you get Sly into clothing?
Well, not too long after I got him, so he was only a few months old, I started putting him in things. And I think that helped.
Mm-hmm.
So he got used to it. His very first photo I took of him was around Valentine's Day, and he has his little wings on.
Oh, I think I saw that one. I think yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I reposted it
yeah.
around Valentine's Day or maybe a story, but... So I've just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So he's constantly used to costumes and clothing.
And clothing, for sure. Because yeah. when it snows,
yeah,
you bring him outside.
I do.
And he is good with it.
He likes going outside?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has a three-tiered cat cage that I put him outside in.
He lives better than we do, Jordan, yes, and has way more exercise than we do.
He definitely has way more clothes than you, me,
yes.
and Jordan have together.
I don't know. I give him room for his money. I don't know.
We'll compare that this
I
year.
I would
don't
love
worry.
To do that, yes.
Don't worry. In the studio with at Sly James the Cat on Instagram and Brandy, Sly James the Cat's mother. So with how intricate your art is, and I don't care what... That is art. You are an artist.
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, absolutely.
Yeah. The fact that you can take something that just says Sticky Bun Day and come up with something so elaborate is just, that's art, you know? Like, that's how you take something and you turn it into your own interpretation of it. And it's so intricate that my favorite part of your Instagram is just kind of like scrolling in and looking at the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you hide these things.
Jordan, don't step on the lead. Sly James the Cat walked in here with a Jordan Silver shirt on. If you talk about attention to detail,
yeah.
How dope was that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we even modeled it right after the one that she's made for the show that you can buy online.
Yeah, thank you so much. Look, paying the bills.
Wow. I told you Sly was eyeing this mic. I told you he's going to take our spot.
So with how hard...
He's coming for your heart.
Coming for that spot. Sly goes hard in the paint, y'all. He really does. I love this cat.
With how... To anyone that views the Instagram at Sly James the Cat, it looks so complex and so hard that it seems like it would take all day to come up with these outfits.
Right.
How long does it take?
Depends on the outfit.
Right.
But typically only a couple hours.
Okay. And
sometimes an hour. Mm-hmm. It takes more time to make it than to actually photo it.
See, that's surprising too, because he's a cat.
Yeah.
He's a cat. Do you,
he's good at his modeling career.
Modeling?
Modeling.
Oh my, Jordan, career. Take a lap.
No.
No, that's
sorry.
What I put it on there.
All right,
modeling.
We get it. We get points
actually, it's the whole thing.
Hearts will take a lap.
Can I take a few minutes and go play with Sly James?
we're doing an interview.
Today. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Okay.
So,
sorry.
But with that,
I'll button this up.
I remember talking to our middays host who was getting me a coffee right now, so she's going to spit in it after I say this. But she's like, what does that girl do other than that? That has to be, like, running the at Sly James the Cat Instagram must take up all the time. But you are actually, you have jobs and you're so busy. What are some things that you do besides that just as the day goes by?
I mean, yeah, I have a life other than cat costumes.
I'm going to get, she's going to spin my coffee.
I work two jobs, 10-hour day. I am a fanatic sporting Kansas City fan and also on their board. And it's all volunteer. We all volunteer to do these positions, and it's a lot of work, but it's worth it because it's for our supporters. Making cat costumes. I have a social life. I love craft beer, so I love hitting up all the local breweries.
Yes.
We got some here if you want. I'm just saying.
I'm a big music fan, so I go to a lot of concerts.
Yes.
And so it's balancing all of that and running a social media cat.
That's where you make me look bad because, you know, it's 7 o'clock. I took my bra off. I'm getting ready to go to bed. And like Jeremy's like, come get a beer with us. And I'm like, I can't. And then she'll show me your Instagram where, you know, you worked on this elaborate costume and then you went to work all day and now you're at a show. And she's like, you have no excuse. You have no excuse. This woman can do all of this in one day. Get up, lazy.
It's like Empire Records. Where Liv Tyler's character says you have 24 usable hours in a day.
That's true.
And so I do that, just not with drugs.
Right. Yes.
Well, to each their own.
Well, to each their own. I'm just saying me personally, her character was on speed. So.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. So maybe we can watch that during our honeymoon. So,
I've just been taking pictures. I have been useless over here. Look at that. Look how good that is, though.
So good. We need to put these on Instagram.
We will. Check all the socials. We will.
Yes. And so social media.
Yeah.
Sly is not only just on Instagram, but you've created more.
Yeah. He's also on Facebook. He did not have a Facebook page until this year, but all of last year's content is on there. So if anybody is a Facebook fan, purely
our grandparents, basically, who you're talking to,
can go all the way back to January of 2018 and see all of his photos.
Yeah.
Which I fully recommend, even if you go to his Instagram, scroll all the way down and see the progression.
Oh, yeah. No.
There's some of my favorite are from last year. I love Mario Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
We saw that one. I think you showed me that one, Jordan. I think you did. Oh, my God.
There were a couple girls yesterday at the party thing that I went to, and they pulled up the Instagram and was like, all right, now I know what I'm doing right before I go to bed. I'm going to look at every single one of these.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're great.
Do you ever get any creepy messages from people?
Oh, God.
I mean, besides you.
Shots fired. Oh, boy.
I have flirted with a cat. Yes, we write Taylor Swift lyrics back and forth
true.
Until we die.
Jesus. Oh,
he's for a guy with no thumbs, he really knows how to text.
He sure does.
I have to shut it down sometimes.
He's always got the phone.
Too hot for you. You're still young.
Yeah. I'm like, Dear Sly, I only bought this dress so I could take it off, and so you could take it off.
Jordan.
And then that's when
Jordan.
I know that's when
Jordan.
That's when Brandy's like, "Hey, please stop talking to my cat like
we
that."
We got kids in the car, Jordan.
This is escalated. Real
excuse
quick.
Me, that was a Taylor Swift song.
Who's got no thumbs and likes Taylor Swift? That guy, Sly James the cat.
Sounds like my love. So very amazing to know that you did not. That you basically saved Sly.
Yeah.
Or Tyrese, whose original name.
Big T. I mean, we're going Big T.
Yeah, I mean, I think had they not found somebody for him, he would have ended up in a shelter, and you don't know where he would have went from there.
Yeah.
Or what family he would have went to. So he came to my family.
He's
made me a cat mom again.
Yeah, I love that so much.
With our his other brother, who they don't really get along.
He and Bubblegum do not get along?
Sly doesn't like him.
Is Sly a diva?
Yeah. I mean, I think because he lived with me solo for so long, and then now he has
a big orange brother.
Yeah. An equally sized brother.
Yep. You, Hartzell, got your pets.
Yeah, I went just down the street over at Unleashed. I went to get a collar for my mom's dog, and I walked out with a dog. Yeah, because that's
always happens that way.
Yeah, that's how that works. And the first, I went into this room, and she's like, here's your dog. And he bit me twice. Those are our first interactions. And the poor girl, she was so sweet, but I think she knew I was on the radio, and she said, "I'm so sorry, please. We have other dogs. I swear we have other dogs." I said, "Nope. That one's mine. He's a fixer-upper like me." So that's how we got Marty McFly Hartzell Gray, the fourth.
Wow.
That's his full name.
I got Blanche from a shelter, too. He was an adult. I walked in, and I just saw his blue eyes from way in the back of the room.
They're gorgeous.
Thank you. I wish I had anything to do with them. But I ran over to him, and I held him. And it was funny because we were going to get another cat for, I was dating a girl at the time, for our cat Tupac Shakitty. Tupac Shakitty needed a friend, so we went to go get a kitten.
That is just perfect.
Thank you. Dr. Dre does know about that, by the way. That there's
yeah, we'll talk about that when these mics are off.
Uh-huh. So my girlfriend at the time comes out of the kitten room with like five cats just running over the top part of her body, five little kittens. And then I've got Blanche, and I remember she looked at me, and she always won everything. Mm-hmm. She always won everything, but she looked at me and she goes, "This is something that I know just needs to happen."
Ah.
So we got Blanche and never looked back.
No, it's perfect.
He was an adult and he was from a shelter. And I mean, pets bring us so much happiness.
Yeah.
For sure. How old is Blanche now?
So I think 10 or 11.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's getting there.
How old is Sly James the cat now?
Almost three.
Almost three.
Okay, almost three.
Yep.
Wow.
And he'll have his little cat party that we have.
What?
That's just like him and Bubblegum.
Can I come?
Yes.
Can it be
this
you?
This year we will expand the cat party.
Okay, good.
Oh, there we go. The expansion draft.
When is his birthday?
August 19th.
Wow. Blanche's birthday is August 24th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys just combined it.
No,
we'll
it's April 8th. Never mind, I lied. August 24th was the last time I wore a dress. Don't ask.
These are two very important milestones in Jordan's life.
Yes. My cat is a Taurus.
I do like this idea, even though we got some months separated. I do like this idea of having a joint birthday party. Let's do a cat bash. We'll find a place to do it. I think that would be ideal.
That would be really fun.
Is there any spots that let you have cats come in? I know there's a
cat cafe.
Right, that's
we
the thing, right?
We could hit up the KC Pet Project, which,
yeah,
by
it
the
could
way,
be a charity aspect.
I think that would be awesome. I think we just put together a thing. Make it a charity birthday bash. Bring all your kitties. Have it go to a great cause. Adopt, not shop. I love that idea.
We could have a cat show, like catwalk on
an actual catwalk.
Yes.
I love that. I love this idea.
So if you're listening to the show right now, we just talked for so long about the guest that I have been so excited to have in the studio at Sly James the Cat on Instagram, on Facebook, if you're an old person that doesn't have the Instagram.
Hey.
Or Twitter.
That's me.
He also has a Twitter.
He has a Twitter.
Yeah. He's had a Twitter longer than Facebook.
Sly runs the socials. My boy just crushes the socials.
So, wow. And every single day, every morning, it's just such a pleasure to open up my phone and see exact what holiday it is and the intricate costumes that you create. And you really bring people so much happiness.
It makes me speechless because my intent was just to kind of do this funny thing. And then so many people are happy about it. And that's why I continued it, because I was like, I cannot believe that this many people, how many people like that I know personally who follow the account will tell me like every day, this makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it does, that's why I couldn't stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we were going through the bullying thing,
yeah,
I just took myself off of social media for a weekend, and you were so nice because you texted me the photos of Sly, and I was like, not only can I keep these on my phone now, because I don't want to steal your photos from
Screenshot. You know you screenshot, okay. Jordan.
No, I actually just ask her for it. It's great.
That's true. That's true.
Can I please have the high res?
You just slide in. You slide photo. In those DMs, ask for a high res photo.
Yes. But thank you so much for coming in, and thank you. If you're thinking about possibly getting a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KC Pet Project.
Yes.
I went to Unleash right here by the station. We're in Mission. I mean, just
Great Plains.
Great Plains does great work. Wayside Waves. I mean, all kinds. Just go check them out. And like I said, Adopt Not Shop. We're all about that. And you know what? Coming back to Brandy, thank you for doing something you love. Like, social media can be so disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, Twitter is a hive of scum and villainy, to quote A New Hope from Star Wars. But when you see cool stuff like that, like, look at Sly. He's falling asleep now, and it's just so cute. And I think that that's awesome. So keep doing awesome stuff that makes you happy, because I don't know if you know it or not, but you're making a lot of other folks super happy as well.
Thank you.
Yes, and if you stop, I will quit the radio. Just so you know.
And I will quit in solidarity.
Yes. Actually, I'll just pull the whole plug on the damn radio station, honestly. So
well,
never
even
quit.
The point anymore after that.
Brandy, thank you so much for coming
You're
in.
Welcome.
And again, check it out at Sly James the Cat on social media.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz. Bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow. What was the last one? Bow, Harmony bow, Hall. Bow, no, Harmony Hall. We have had coffee.
We've had
somebody brought in margaritas for
National
Margarita
Day. I loved it. We were literally in the middle of pictures. Uh-oh, it's working. We were in the middle of pics with Sly James the Cat, and all of a sudden another morning show was it The Wolf? They just popped in with Margs and a camera, and I assumed the position. Because here we are.
Yes, you did. With Happy Friday.
Damn it. Oh, boy. You
might need a Blake McFarland. Now we have an actual professional in the studio.
I apologize.
I mean, crying out loud.
How do we transition? Awkward transitions. With Blake McFarland. Hello, Blake. We just turned that around, didn't we? How's it going, buddy?
Good. I just saw you.
From Sporting Kansas City, the video ops game presentation manager.
Yep. Buzzwords.
Making all these up. Yep.
Just manager of match presentation.
I was close. I was getting there.
Yeah, you're one margarita in.
So, Blake, we had a pretty good time last night, huh?
We did.
Sporting KC versus Toluca. Do I say that right? I never knew if I did. Got it right.
You got it. You
Toluca
nailed it.
FC.
Yeah, and then a 3-0 victory to start off 2019. You can't draw it up much better. Christian Namath got a goal to start, which that was a big question.
Huge.
Going into the year, is he going to be the guy that can score goals for us? And then, of course, you had Jerso, and what an awesome goal celebration with that. And you know what? I don't ever compliment you.
Thank
and
you, Blake.
I try not to.
Thank you, Blake.
I try not to because of situations like you're doing right now, but you did a great job with the Jerso goal call. Because Jerso, if you haven't been paying attention on social media, he's a dad-to-be. Mm-hmm. And so he scores the goal, puts the ball underneath his shirt.
That was so
and
cool.
Without question, Hartz just goes, I got this. And then he just goes, number 12.
I'm right here. I can do it. I'm right here. Jerso.
I think I'd do
I prefer
good
to hear
too.
His impression.
Oh!
No, only because Hartzell, rest your voice.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Yep.
Talent. Blake,
I can yell all I want.
Yeah, Blake,
no
take
one
it
listens
away.
To me there.
Okay. Take it away. How do
please,
we do it?
Please, please.
How do we do it? Do your best, Hartzell.
Number 12, the man they call Jerso.
Yeah, we went WCW with that one. We went Vader on that one.
But you did a great job. Thanks,
man.
You announced that well, and then you had about two other things you had to do.
It was
a nice
day.
Warm-up for you. And then, obviously, Ilya, man, he just absolutely had a banger of a goal. They had to put it up 3-0 for Sporting. Now, they're going to head down to Mexico next week.
Yeah, let's back up real quick. So, this is a different tournament. This is not MLS play. This is CONCACAF Champions League, correct?
Yep. So, it's a lot like the UEFA Champions League in Europe. So, where you have the teams that have won tournaments or competitions within each country. They pool them all together, and then they play in one tournament to see who can be the best of that. So for the U.S., it's CONCACAF, which is Central America, the Caribbean, and North America.
Okay.
And so you have that. And so for Sporting, they actually kind of had a difficult draw because a lot of other teams in the competition, there's only four teams from Mexico. There's four or five teams from the U.S. or MLS. And to draw a team from Mexico is actually pretty difficult for an MLS team. And they've kind of been their kryptonite of not being able to win this competition. No MLS team has ever won this competition. Sporting, match one in round of 16. They draw Toluca.
Can we talk about that? I don't know why. Everyone's saying how MLS has a really good shot of doing some really cool things in this tournament. But for some reason, they keep leaving out Sporting KC in this analysis. And I think that's BS because, man, did we look good last night.
They did. And I just think in general, everyone kind of forgets about Sporting KC. They were kind of the start of, you know, when they rebranded in 2011, you know, everything went so perfectly, and then they won MLS Cup in 2013. Yeah. And then, by the way, they've also been winning some U.S. Open Cups along the way and having some more success within the league. And then now they're kind of, you know, everyone wants to talk about Toronto or Atlanta or LAFC and all these new kind of teams that are emerging. And Toronto's not really new. They're just kind of getting better lately, and now they're kind of teetering off.
I mean, if we do this with all the cups, we, you know, between the MLS Cup, U.S. Open Cups, if we bring home this thing or just go super, super far, we're talking dynasty standards. Like, we're talking dynasty standards right there.
You said it. I didn't have to.
No,
so I'm glad you brought it in there.
Seriously, like, we're talking things that just don't happen.
Yeah. I mean, no one's ever done it before to win that fourth competition that nobody's done in MLS would be great. And yesterday was a great start. Now, next week, they head down to Mexico, and they're going to play in the highest elevation that anybody on this team has played, hold maybe Graham Zusi and Matt Beisler.
Because this is that home-and-home aggregate,
right? So, so they have an aggregate, so now Sporting has to hold on to that three-goal lead.
Yep.
If they do that, they advance, and then they'll be into the round of eight.
Jordan, I'll fill you in on that. She seems so confused. What does this mean, aggregate?
Well, I understood are the players doing anything to train as far as playing at a higher elevation?
Yes. So at Sporting's facility, they have some different mechanisms to simulate that, but obviously simulating that is not going to be enough. So what they're going to do is the team will then travel down to, I believe, New Mexico right before they head down to Mexico and train at altitude because they have a facility there that'll be a higher altitude.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll do that. So they'll do as best they can. But obviously, you know, nothing replaces.
That's their lungs.
Yeah.
That's their lungs. And they're just running for however long soccer game takes.
But Sporting, I think, and Blake, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like Sporting really prides themselves in, like, our dudes have some of the best training. Like, Pinnacle is just the pinnacle of sports training.
Yeah.
PV, I mean, he gets those guys going. I mean, they're in shape after the first couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, and he's really, really excited about this competition. At the season launch party that you were at, Hartzell, he mentioned that this is the goal. The goal isn't just to play in this competition. It's to go out and win it. Last night was a good start.
Yeah, that was cool. I got a chance to say the first goal of 2019. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That
I know,
nice.
And you're really excited about it.
And then I had to say, Blake, am I right? I had to make sure.
After he already said it, right? So the deed has been done at this point. So if it's wrong, what are we going to do?
Just kidding. I have a dumb button.
Yeah, just kidding. It wasn't the first goal of 2019.
Don't tell me that now. Please don't say that. Okay.
It's accurate, but what are we going to do, Hartzell?
Yeah, I should probably do that. You're trying to say I should ask these questions before I go live? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I mean,
ask a point.
Just sitting here trying to update the Wikipedia page. What's the damn answer? First goal.
Apparently, I was right. I think I was right.
You're good.
All right, Blake. We're talking to Blake McFarland. He works at Sporting Kansas City following a 3-0 victory last night at Children's Mercy Park. So what can we look forward to coming up? Because I know Sporting is really making a push. I mean, this is our hometown team, you know. So what can we do to go see the guys, hang out? I want to get Jordan out there. Where can we go?
Yeah, so Sporting, our first home match is going to be on March 10th. So if you're keeping track there, they'll have three matches before that on the road. You can watch those. If it's CONCACAF, it's on Yahoo Sports. And then on LAFC, it'll be on Fox Sports 1. But March 2nd, Hartzell, Town Center Plaza. You know where that's at.
Yep.
The north side of Macy's. We're going to have a block party to kind of get the season going.
Cool.
If you have a kid that's ages 3 to 5 or 5 to 8, we have free soccer clinics. You can try out our Sporting Stripes and Sporting Stars
program.
Which
one can I go into? Which one?
I think you'd probably need to start with Stripes. And then if you do well enough, Hartzell, maybe we'll let you get into Stars here.
So 3 to 5? Is that my range?
Yep.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything about your height, but now,
No, we're comparable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can make that work.
So we'll have that out there. They'll be different.
Youth large is my size.
Really?
Thank you.
I thought you were more still in the youth mediums, but
get out of here, Blake. Who are you, Blake? Who is this man?
But yeah, it'll be great. There'll be some opportunities to see a couple players.
Yeah.
There's going to be some food and beverage that will be available for people to purchase, and then a VIP package.
Do I got any marks?
That gets you.
Do I got any marks?
Maybe. I know how to talk to you for that. And a VIP package that we'll be announcing here shortly allows you to kind of cut the line and get your autographs first. But it should be just a fun event, a nice way to start your Saturday. Once you get done with that, it'll end at about 1 p.m. You still have the rest of your day, so you can hang out at Town Center, or you can, you know, move amongst the city and do what you need to do. But a great opportunity to see a couple players,
man, absolutely.
And, you know, try out a couple of those soccer programs.
Sporting is so good with that. They really do so good in the community. Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, one more question. Blake, you've come from sports. You've done a little bit of radio, a little bit of everything. What makes sporting different? Because I feel like you've traveled, you've seen different stadiums, you've been a part of different teams. I mean, I've traveled and seen a bunch. I've made friends with these people. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, I consider some of even the players are like friends of mine. And that, is that uniquely sporting, or am I overthinking it? Because I feel like it's definitely a sporting kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's definitely something that sporting takes pride in, and creating that culture of inclusivity and bringing people together.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
Wanting to people to be transparent and let people see what we're doing and come together. And I think that we do that in the front office just with our day-to-day staff. I think everyone's really close. I think my best friends now are probably the people I work with.
Right.
Sorry, friends from high school and college.
We're going out this week. Me and you are kicking it.
We
tomorrow.
Are.
We're going out tomorrow, man.
We'll let everybody know on Twitter where we're going, so
absolutely.
They can mob us. You know, we'll let our security guard to know. But and then also for our fans, we do that as well. You know, we want to make sure that everyone feels like it's not just a place you're going. It's a place you want to be.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Oh, I'm so excited. We're jazzed,
you.
Jordan. We're ready to go. We are jazzed up.
You're the one drinking the margarita. I'm the one drinking the coffee, and you're just like, yes. So you really feel Gordon Casey.
Yeah, and we got to get you out there, Jordan.
I'm going to get out there.
I swear.
I'm going to get out there just because everybody says, get out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to. I physically need to go, and
oh, yeah.
I will. And March 2nd sounds real good to me to meet the players and,
absolutely.
That whole event.
And then you're going to see me boss Hartzell around, which is probably even the bigger entertainment.
I'm going to need like 5 minutes alone after watching that.
Okay.
Blake McFarland, thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
It's The Buzz.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver and Friends.
J-Dog, I apologize for...
J-Dog.
I talked about you during the Sly James interview.
Yeah, I know. I'm the midday girl. That gets you coffee, apparently.
No, I heard that. She heard it. No, this was a giant favor, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy.
Did
thank
you spit
for my
it? Because I do remember whatever I said, that it probably I deserve it. You know what, though? If you did spit in it?
I was just up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in kind of early. Maybe I'll offer to buy coffee for everybody.
What
and
a saint.
Next thing I know, I'm the midday girl getting your coffee.
Oh, I knew she was going to hear it. I knew she would hear it.
All right, well, so
I see
much
how
for
it is.
That.
If you did spit in it, then guess what?
No more coffee for the morning show.
Now we're one.
Oh, we are one.
Mm-hmm. We are one together.
Yep.
So, J-Dog?
You want a mark?
Again with the J-Dog, yes.
You want a mark?
Yes, God,
what
yes.
do you want me to call you?
Yes, Marks. It is Margarita Day, right?
Apparently
it's National Margarita Day?
I guess so. We're just making up days. If it's an excuse to drink, let's drink. Boy, I'm getting drunk, y'all.
Put down the margarita. Put it down. Just set it down.
Jordan, don't look at me like that.
Walk away.
Don't look at me like that. Like I did something wrong.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sitting here thinking about the fact that I have to go to a ball next weekend, and I don't have any clothing.
Yes.
You're going to a ball?
Yeah. Jeremy, did you hear about this?
No.
My girl's getting dressed up. She's got a big old Cinderella ball to go to.
What is this?
Yeah, right.
So, wait. Let's back up a second. First off, you're hungover.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do last night?
That girls in musician of Kansas City thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where we all go out and get drunk.
That's about right.
And
I always see those Facebook invites way too late.
I know. I was expecting you to be there.
At least you get the invites. At least you get those.
Oh, my God. There's like 50.
It's kind of a girl.
Yo, I.
Well, come on.
I mean, you're technically a girl, but.
Let's be real. Absolutely.
You guys, this is how weird my night went. I have 1, 2, 3 pictures of ding dongs.
No, like
the candy,
like
the
legit ding dongs, like
yes,
hostess.
Not, yes, hostess. Ding
not
dongs.
What you think.
No,
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Why?
I don't know.
Where were they?
Okay. It looks like she pulled them off of Google.
Did you at least use the portrait mode? I hope you used that.
I saved them. I saved them. That had to do with my conversation. But what am I going to wear to a ball?
When's the last time you wore a dress?
What is this ball?
August 24th, 2000. The picture's on Instagram.
You don't have to wear a dress to a ball.
Oh, Sharony, yes, you do.
No, she doesn't.
Have you watched TV? Did you grow up as a child watching Disney princesses?
Wait,
you have to dress up.
Yes, you have to dress up.
You have to dress up, but she doesn't have to wear a dress.
I'm not going
to
wear a dress.
Yes, I want you to go full on, like, tale as old as time.
No.
Full on gown.
Although I think that the person that I'm bringing is going to do that, because when I asked her, she said, I have a gown wanting to wear.
You have to match them. Where are you going to go? You're going to go in a pantsuit? Are you Hillary Clinton?
Yo, first off.
Different.
B. No, I'm not. And I'm going home to burn all of my pantsuits. all the ones that I wear to my Republican rallies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget you're a conservative.
The ultra-conservative
I just
in the house.
Don't like snowball fights. That's it. It's the heart ball.
Oh, yeah,
that's a big one. I've been to that. That's fun.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah.
Welcome to Kansas City. That's a big one. That's actually a pretty important ball you're going to. Oh, no.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Guys, what do I wear? I'm going with, like, basically a Disney princess.
Let me take you out. Let me go shopping with you. I'm not kidding. Let's go to the mall.
Are you going with the girl next door?
Yes.
That's who you're taking?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because she is like a Disney princess.
Right. Well, her friend.
On the other hall.
No, Jordan. No, J-Dog. She ain't taking her coworker. She taking somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Is it who I think it is?
Uh-huh.
I mean, she is a Disney princess.
I know!
She is a...
Like legit, she's a Disney
princess.
She is
a template. That's 10 out of 10.
Hold on. So basically what I should do, because she is so good looking, I should basically dress up as Quasimodo.
Yep.
Or Beast, it's fine. Either one.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
That's not a good...
Did you see that?
That's not a good omen.
We've had some drinks.
I'm so proud. I videoed you, I'm going to put it up on Instagram.
You didn't have to. Is nothing sacred with you, Jordan? Is nothing sacred?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, I really missed that shot, didn't I?
It's okay.
And I was batting a thousand.
Oh, here comes Jeremy. Uh-oh, what's she doing?
No.
What's she doing? She's taking away the margaritas. Oh, she's drinking
it.
No!
You did that back.
Hey, you've had seven, and she's had none. Damn, Jeremy just stole you.
She just came in here and just ripped that off from me.
I need to turn this microphone up.
I had just combined another drink into that cup. Jeremy, you got to
really
work.
Really good.
Isn't it? It's National Margarita Day, everybody.
You got to go to work in like 5 minutes.
She's already at work.
Fine.
She doesn't have to drive.
I'm almost done. You give me that drink back.
They're all over the studio. Pick up another one.
All right, I'll do that.
Wow. You know, this is so like me, where you guys are drinking and I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, because you're hungover. We have to catch up.
That's true.
I just went and got you Advil. I just went and picked you up some Advil.
Oh, do you know what I drank last night? Guess.
Ooh. What?
Tank 7.
Yep.
Yep. That'll do it.
But how many? How many?
Oh, yeah. How many?
4.
Oh.
I know.
No, I know. Hey.
Lightweight?
Lightweight?
Last time it was 8.
Yep. Yeah, and I was near death.
Well, that was a teachable moment. So now she knows her threshold now. Jeremy, don't just drink in her
front
of me.
That's just building up a tolerance, I think. When you hit 8, I think that's where you, like, start.
True.
And then work your way up.
Did you see she just drank that in front of me? Just right as I'm looking right at her, trying to have a conversation, just drinking my drink.
Well, again, Heartsy, we have to share. She works so hard all the time to keep this radio station on.
Listen, y'all don't let me smoke before the show. Let me at least have a drink. Can I have a beverage?
No! What the hell?
Y'all don't listen.
Does this make me uptight?
No.
I don't want us to be drunk or high during our television show?
I'm just saying.
Your television show.
I sound drunk.
You might be.
It's working.
You might be drunk.
No, I'm just saying that we had a certain lifestyle at night.
Duh.
A little bit different here in the morning time.
Yes.
Now we drink.
See, I did that before, but it was an empty room. Now I can drink with friends.
So now it's not a problem? Is that how that works?
It's a problem. You keep stealing my drinks.
This is really good.
Isn't it, though?
It's so good.
I know it was. I was
Happy Margarita Day.
Oh, you have. Stop it. Stop
Dude,
it.
She burned me earlier, and she's burning you now. She's on fire.
She's been burning all day.
I can't wait to hear what her show sounds like. She's probably going to be like...
God, her fire mist tape is going to be amazing.
Not that great. I'm just the midday girl that gets coffee.
If I hear That's her say that one more time, Jeremy, you are vital to what we do.
She was throwing more shade at me.
And
you
now
just
that
want
I've
your
said,
margarita
Yes,
back.
Now that I've said that, I like to have my margarita back. I just put a lime in there.
Hey, Jordan, do you want to go drink later?
Oh, my God. Right in my face.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, I need to get rid of this headache and hangover.
Y'all, we got paid today.
We did.
And your boy made some money. So let's go out.
Finally.
Let's go out.
Drinks on Hartzell.
No, they're not.
Drinks on Hartzell.
No, they're not.
Why?
I mean, I made a little bit of money, but...
That's the thing. When you start making money, you have to spread it around and share it with your friends.
I had to play catch up because your boy also overdrafted a little bit this week, so I got to make up for lost time.
I can't wait to get you out of that lifestyle.
No,
because I've been there and it sucks.
It's fine. It's fine. What was my soup? Why am I forgetting it now? Zing zang soup. Your Bloody Mary mix.
Oh.
You warm that up. We got some crackers. You got a delicacy right there, and that'll feed you for a long time.
What are we doing this weekend? What's going on this weekend?
Well, I'm trying
to
drink.
Is it supposed to snow again?
No, it's actually going to rain.
Yeah, that works. I'll take that.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, let's make some plans, Jordan. I'm actually totally free this weekend. And this is one of the last weekends that I don't have anything to do because sporting's kicking off and this is about to get hot. We got South by Southwest coming up. So these are some of our few chances to get lit together. And we're better together.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Especially with booze.
Jeremy, stop it! Would you stop it?
I'm just so excited to hear what happens.
Stop it!
The midday show, because she has been on fire. She called me the beast.
I can't wait for this hookup.
Now, wait a second. I did not call you the beast.
I deserved it.
I had a huge crush on the beast my entire childhood.
Oh
I wanted
God.
To marry the beast.
Hold on.
I loved the beast.
If I get an outfit and dress up like the beast, can I brush your hair?
Maybe.
Y'all nasty.
I've also had half a margarita, so now it's probably the best time to ask.
I'm running.
It was full when you stole it from me.
I know.
I've had it. Jordan, call it.
Okay.
Hit that button.
Wait,
I'm done.
I have to tell the Buzz family one more thing.
Fine. Tell them I'm thirsty.
It's 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Y'all are drinking.
Yeah, we drunk.
We are morning show and midday hosts, not alcoholics.
Monday morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hartzell, you just got your first morning show paycheck.
Oh, we are set, Jordan. What is this?
Are you going to spend it wisely or frivolously?
Of course not. We going to the mall. Let's go to the mall, Jordan.
Dude, will you please help me this week
figure out. We got to buy you an outfit.
For this ball.
You're going full Cinderella, huh?
Well, beast.
Just make sure you get that in before midnight.
So, that is not a gentlemanly thing.
Giggity goo.
Oh, my God.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.